Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us here at Let's Talk in English. My name's Pauline. Let's enjoy learning together today.
Sounds like a great idea. Hi, friends. My name's Peter. Let's learn together. Today's topic is technology.
And today's title is That True? Is That True?
Well, we talked about this yesterday, right?
That's right. What happened yesterday?
Susie tried to charge her phone with an onion. She saw it on a video on the internet. But you can't charge your phone with an onion. It was false information.
Right. You really shouldn't believe everything you see online. Well, let's keep learning about this subject by looking at our Read It. Here's Peter to help.
Don't believe everything you see in movies. Things you see may not be the truth. For example, when you watch a movie about Texas, you see people in cowboy hats. Not everyone in Texas is a cowboy. People who wear cowboy hats aren't always cowboys. Check things that you see in movies on websites. If the information is true, it will appear in many places. Your experiences may also help you know what's true. Lots of experience makes it easier to tell whether something is true or false.
Oh, I see. Yesterday we learned that you shouldn't believe everything you see online. Now we learn that you also shouldn't believe everything you see in movies either.
That's a good point. We'll talk more about that today. But first, let's look at those keywords with our teacher, Christina.
Hello, 你知道吗？电影里所呈现的可不是现实生活中的全部哦。比如你看了德州牛仔的电影，但是可不要以为每个德州人都是牛仔。Don't believe everything in the movies. 电影就是 movie. Alex 想到德州去就买了一顶牛仔帽，因为他以为所有德州的人都是牛仔。Taylor 说 That isn't the truth. 不是真的。名词 truth 就是实情、事实。牛仔就是 cowboy. Alex 戴上了牛仔帽想当牛仔。He wants to be a cowboy.Alex 相信去旅行一定会得到一些有意思的经历。He can have some interesting experiences. 名词 experience 就是经历、经验。不管在那里有没有见到真正的牛仔，都会很有意思的。Whether he meets any cowboys or not. 这里的 whether 是连接词是否，或者是不管这样还是那样的意思。
Alex, I love your hat. You look great.
Thanks. I want to go to Texas, so I need this hat.
You do? Why?
I want to be a cowboy. Everyone in Texas is a cowboy.
Alex, that isn't the truth.Not everyone in Texas is a cowboy.
Really? They are in movies about Texas.
You can't always believe movies.
I have to say, Alex looks pretty funny in that cowboy hat.
I don't know. I kind of like it. I like cowboy hats.
Hey, you're from Montana, Pauline.People wear cowboy hats there. Do you own a cowboy hat?
Actually, I've never owned a cowboy hat. But hey, why is Alex wearing a cowboy hat today?
Well, he wants to go to Texas, so he needs a cowboy hat.
Wait, he does? Why?
Well, funny, Taylor asked the exact same question. Christina, can you explain this question a little bit more?
Alex 说他要到德州去，所以需要一顶牛仔帽。So I need this hat. Taylor 的回答是 You do? 这个 you do 是什么意思呢？它完整的意思其实是 you need this hat， 你需要这顶帽子。为什么？在平时口语的对话中，常常用这种简单的方式来反问对方。比如你说 I like dogs， 我很惊讶的反问 you do， 你喜欢吗？所以用助动词来代替动词。但是你如果说 he exercises a lot，我的反问就是 he does， 因为主词是第三人称单数，所以要用 does。 再来看一句 we went to the bank yesterday， 反问就要说 you did， 要用过去式的助动词，助动词要跟着主词的人称还有时态做变化，这对我们来说可能还蛮头痛的，不过多听多用一定会越用越熟练，加油咯。
Thanks, Christina. You do a great job teaching us.
Yes, she does. But let's get back to Alex.
Oh, yeah. Why does he need a cowboy hat to go to Texas?
Well, Alex says everyone in Texas wears a cowboy hat. Everyone's a cowboy.
What? That's not true.
Well, that's what he thinks. Oh, hey, but first, Pauline, what is a cowboy?
Oh, a cowboy is usually a man who rides a horse and works with cows or horses on a ranch. A ranch is a large farm where animals like cows are raised.
Okay, but are all cowboys men?
Well, there are cowgirls too.
I see, but not everyone in Texas is a cowboy or cowgirl.
Of course not. That's like saying everyone in New York is an actor or everyone in California surfs.
Well, that's not true either.
No, lots of people live in these places and they have lots of different jobs and interests. They wear different kinds of clothes. Some live in the country, some live in the city.
Okay, Polly, I know you're right. But why does Alex think that everyone in Texas is a cowboy?
Because of the movies. In the movies Alex watches, people from Texas are always cowboys or always wearing cowboy hats.
And there are people who wear cowboy hats in Texas. There are cowboys there, but not everyone is a cowboy.
Right. Just like not everyone in Japan wears a kimono, or not every woman in China wears a qipao every day. The movies might make it seem like that, but it's not the truth. It's false.
I wonder if Alex is disappointed that not everyone in Texas is a cowboy.
Well, why would he be disappointed?
Because he wants to be a cowboy.
Oh, I want to be a cowboy.
Pauline, you can't be a cowboy. Maybe a cowgirl.
No, Peter, I want to be a cowboy. That's today's
calendar phrase.
I want to be a cowboy.
I want to be a cowboy.
我想当个牛仔。
Hey, is that your hat?
Yes, I want to be a cowboy.
Are these your boots?
Yes, I want to be a cowboy.
Is that your horse?
Yes, I want to be a cowboy.
Well, does a cowboy wear a hat, boots, and ride a horse?
Yes.
Wow, I want to be a cowboy too.
I want to be a cowboy.
I want to be a cowboy.
我想当个牛仔。
Okay, friends, we are learning a lot together today, but it is time for a short break. Don't go away, though. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Do any of you own a cowboy hat?
Oh, well, I do. I don't wear it very often. Maybe I will wear it to a party. Or maybe I'll go to Texas. Yes, I do go to Texas. And when I'm outside, I will wear it because the sun is so strong.
Okay, all right. And I will say I do own cowboy boots. So those are another cowboy thing I do own, being from Montana.
Cowboy boots are pretty great. Well, let's continue. Here's conversation B.
So everyone in Texas isn't a cowboy?
No. Some people are cowboys, but not everyone.
Oh, that's too bad.
But you should still go to Texas. You can learn something new.
True. I can have some interesting experiences.
Whether you meet cowboys or horses.
Right. I hope I can ride a horse when I get there.
Oh, Alex.
Poor Alex. He is disappointed. He was really excited about being a cowboy in Texas.
Well, I'm glad that he found out the truth before he goes.
That's true. And if he really wants to learn about cowboys and ranching in Texas, he can do that. I know there are ranches tourists can go to in Texas. There you can learn about the life of a cowboy.
But you have to make a plan to do that. You can't just go to Texas and think that everyone you meet will be a cowboy.
Right. But I agree with Taylor. Alex should still go to Texas. I am sure he'd have a lot of fun. And he can learn something new about that state.
Hey, you know what something we can do? We can learn something from Rebecca right now.
Hello, friends. Today, I have a very special treat for you. A use it tip. If you want to tell someone that they can do something different, you can use today's use it tip. For example, you can learn something new, or you can watch something different. Now it's up to you to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Friends, you can learn something new with us on LTE TV every day.
And today we are learning that you can't believe everything you see in the movies. If you visit Texas, not everyone you meet will be a cowboy, but you can still have interesting experiences there.
Right. Whether you meet cowboys and horses or not. Oh, hey, this sentence I just used is a good one to look at more closely. Let's have Christina explain it a little more.
Alex 发现并不是所有的德州人都是牛仔，他虽然有点失望，但是还是想去，相信去那里一定会有一些很有意思的经历。Taylor 回答说 ,whether you meet cowboys or horses, whether A or B, 表示不论是 A 或者是 B, 所以 Taylor 要表达的是不论你见到了牛仔还是马，都还是会很有意思的经验。我们来练习一下这个 whether A or B 的用法。比如说我什么海鲜都爱吃 whether it's fish or crab, 不论是鱼还是螃蟹或者我说它是绝对不会改变计划的 whether the news is true or false, 不论那个消息是真的还是假的。
Thanks, Christina. We always learn great things from you, whether it's a word or a phrase.
So let's talk a little bit more about Texas. Texas is the second largest state in the United States. So it's a really big state. It's bigger than many countries in the world.
Yeah, so there are lots of different cities in Texas and different people who live there.
I really enjoyed our conversation today. Sometimes,we only know about another country from what we see in movies. But the truth of what life is like, there is probably something that's different.
Right, but if you have friends from those countries, Then you can learn what it's really like.
When you learn another language like English, then you can make friends with people from other countries.
Yes, that's why I learned Spanish and why I'm trying to learn Chinese. I want to have friends from other countries. You can learn so much from people who are from different places around the world.
Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed learning with us, too. Let's take a moment or two and now review those great keywords we learned.
Here's your first keyword. Movie. Movie. Let's go see a movie.
Truth. Truth. I ate all the pizza. That's the truth.
Cowboy. Cowboy. Cowboys ride horses.
Experience. Experience. Seeing a tiger was an experience.
Weather. Weather. Let's go, whether it's sunny or rainy. Okay, friends, those are your keywords for today. Keep on practicing them. And now let's review our lesson one more time together.
Alex, I love your hat. You look great.
Thanks. I want to go to Texas, so I need this hat.
You do? Why?
I want to be a cowboy. Everyone in Texas is a cowboy.
Alex, that isn't the truth. Not everyone in Texas is a cowboy.
Really? They are in movies about Texas.
You can't always believe movies.
So, everyone in Texas isn't a cowboy?
No. Some people are cowboys, but not everyone.
Oh, that's too bad.
But you should still go to Texas. You can learn something new.
True. I can have some interesting experiences.
Whether you meet cowboys or horses.
Right. I hope I can ride a horse when I get there.
Oh, Alex.
Today's lesson made me think about my state, Montana. Many people think of cowboys and Indians when they think of Montana.
Right. But you don't mean people from India, do you?
No, and actually, it's better to say Native Americans. Peter and I are both from the United States, but our grandparents or great-great-grandparents were from somewhere else. We are not Native Americans.
Native Americans lived in the United States long before people from Europe, and they still live there today.
Maybe you have seen movies with Native Americans. Because of movies, many people think Native Americans look like, well, this.
Oh, right. But this isn't how many Native Americans dress now, is it?
No. They will dress in traditional clothes for special celebrations and events, but most of the time, Native Americans wear normal clothes like you and me.
Okay, so not all people from Texas are cowboys or wear cowboy hats, and not everyone in Montana is a cowboy or an Indian.
Right, and most Native Americans don't wear feathers or these really different clothes. Oh, and they don't live in a teepee. They look normal like these people.
Right, they're wearing normal clothes and live normal lives. Well, this was a fun chit-chat. Now let's see what James and Ginger are up to.
Hurry up, let's go.
Let's go where?
Let's go to Texas.
Why do you want to go to Texas, Ginger?
Because I want to be a cowboy.
A cowboy?
I mean, a cowgirl.
A cowgirl?
I mean, a cow monkey.
A cow monkey?
Yes, I want to wear a hat and boots and ride a horse. Yeehaw!
Not everyone in Texas is a cowboy.
They are in the movies.
You can't believe everything you see in the movies.
So I won't be a cowboy in Texas?
No.
Then I'll be a cowboy in the movies. Lights, camera, action! Yeehaw!
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about truth and facts. And here to answer our question is my guest, True Veritas.
Hi, Rob.
Hello, True. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Now, True, we have a question today from Janice Kang of Singapore. Can you help us answer it?
I can try.
Great. Janice writes, I love social media, but there is one problem. A lot of people share false information or news on social media. How can I tell the difference between fake news and true news?
That is a great question, Janice. People ask me that quite often.
Well, it's an important question. People share a lot of things on Facebook, Instagram, or Vine, and some of it isn't real. So, how can we check the things we see on the internet to see if they're real?
Well, there are several ways. Most posts on social media have a link to an article or a website. Check the web address. The web address should be in a familiar form. If the web address has an extra ending, it might be fake.
I see. What else?
Well, use the internet. There are several sites that help people check stories. They can tell you if the stories are real or fake.
That's a good tip.
Also, see if you can find the same information on other websites that can be trusted. If something is true, they should be reporting the same news. If it is a big, important story, then many places should be reporting that story.
I see. Those are great tips. Thanks, True. Well, friends, I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot, too. We'll see all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, today was really fun. I think it's true. We all think about something a certain way, but the truth is it's very different.
So hopefully you can make friends with people from other countries or maybe go yourself and see how it really is.
Well, for now, we're out of time and we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Goodbye.